This is Central Time. Earlier this month, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force updated their recommendations for colorectal cancer screening. The group now says patients should choose the type of colon cancer screening they feel most comfortable with, emphasizing that what matters more than anything is that U.S. adults get screened.
According to the American Cancer Society, 1 in 21 U.S. men and 1 in 23 U.S. women can expect to develop colon or rectal cancers. In Milwaukee, African Americans have higher death rates than white people from colorectal cancers, but they're less likely to have the screening tests that can catch the disease early.
The Wisconsin Comprehensive Cancer Control Program is trying to reduce this health disparity with a new initiative. Amy Conlon joins us now to talk about the effort. She's the program director for the Wisconsin Comprehensive Cancer Control Program. Amy, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Amy, how big a risk is colorectal cancer for adults?
Sure. Well, colorectal cancer is the second most common cancer here in Wisconsin. Every day, 7 people in our state will find out that they have colorectal cancer, and just under 1,000 Wisconsinites will die from it each year. So it is a major cancer in our community. The good news is before colorectal cancer develops, it's a pretty slow moving cancer. It develops slowly over a period of years, and there are precancerous growths called polyps that when removed, we are able to actually prevent colorectal cancer. So that's where screening tests come in. They really offer us a powerful opportunity for prevention, early detection, and successful treatment.
So how old do we need to be to get screened? What is the advice there?
Sure. So 90% of colorectal cancer cases are diagnosed in individuals who are age 50 or older, and so that's important to remember, and that's really the age at which we want you to think about getting screened. And in Wisconsin, we're doing pretty good. 72% of Wisconsin adults are getting screened, but that means that there are 28% that are not.
So when we talk about getting screened, there's not just one test, as I understand it. What are the different options for screening?
Sure. Patients have a variety of screening test options. As you mentioned, in mid-June, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, which really looks at different type of cancer screening tests and recommends the best tests, updated their guidelines to include 6 different options. The first 4 most people probably have heard of, that's the colonoscopy, or the next one is the fecal immune chemical test, or the fecal occult blood test. The third one is flexible sigmoidoscopy, and the fourth is the double contrast barium enema. I will say the last 2 that I just mentioned are not used as frequently, but newly added to the list then with these updated guidelines is the CT colonography, which is a virtual colonoscopy and is a new therapy, and also the stool DNA test, known as Cologuard. So those are some new options now that the U.S. Preventive Task Force recommends. Each of these tests has their pros and their cons and different screening intervals, meaning how often they should have a patient should have these in their lifetime. So what we usually recommend that is if a patient is 50 or older, they really should talk to their doctor about the best colorectal cancer screening tests for them. And like you said earlier, the best screening test we always say is the one that the patient's willing to do.
So it sounds like it's a toss-up between, or at least a meeting point midway between what the doctor, your doctor thinks would be most effective for you and what you're comfortable with.
Absolutely. And also, you know, what sort of risks you may have or not have. And again, the most important thing you can do is talk to your doctor about those.
So you have a new initiative to get more people screened, and especially you're looking at minority communities that may have higher rates of colorectal cancer to begin with. So what is new about the way you're approaching this?
Sure. We've known for a while that cancer health disparities exist in who gets and dies from cancer in the United States, and Wisconsin is no exception. African Americans and Native Americans in our state bear a higher rate of colorectal cancer incidence, meaning they're more likely to get the disease than the general population. And African Americans have a higher mortality rate, meaning they have a higher chance of dying from the disease. There are a lot of different causes for this, you know, lower rates of screening among these populations, later stage, finding the disease later, low socioeconomic status, being un or underinsured, all these things cause these disparities. So while colorectal cancer screening in general is increasing, as I mentioned, the rates in Wisconsin are sitting at 72%, there are many underserved populations in our state that are not getting the screenings that they need, and that's evidence in the gap that's growing between African Americans and other minorities and whites.
And the UW-Carbone Cancer Center is part of this. What role will they play?
Sure. So we're happy to say that the UW-Carbone Cancer Center and the Wisconsin Comprehensive Cancer Control Program received a five-year grant a year ago from the Centers for Disease Control to really implement a collaborative approach to increase colorectal cancer screening. And we're doing it specifically in the Milwaukee area. This is important because, as I mentioned, African Americans have a higher death rate than whites from colorectal cancer, and yet they're not getting the screening tests that they need. And so what we've found is that we can work with the clinics where these patients are most often seen. And nationally, those clinics are known as federally qualified health centers, or FQHCs. And these are community-based models of primary care. They're often located in medical or medically underserved areas, like Milwaukee in the urban area. Wisconsin has 17 FQHCs all over the state, and six specifically in Milwaukee. So we're really excited to partner with these FQHCs. Most of their patients are urban minority men and women living below the poverty line. In 2013, which is the most recent statistics I had, those FQHCs saw over 12,000 patients ages 50 to 74. And of those 12,000 patients, only 25% were up to date with their colorectal cancer screening. So we really see this as an opportunity and an area in which we can do better. The other thing we have going for us is that the Wisconsin Collaborative Approach for Colorectal Cancer Screening in Milwaukee, we're not just flying blind. This builds upon a previous pilot that we did at the Westside Clinic. It's now called the Progressive Community Health Center in Milwaukee.
We have to leave it there. Amy, thank you so much for joining us. That was Amy Conlon, Program Director for the Wisconsin Comprehensive Cancer Control Program, joining us to talk about colorectal screening.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.